The Hangout with Jeremy Wayne.
Fun and merriment and mayhem on this show. I'm Jeremy Wayne. What's up? It's The Hangout, live and local on the iHub Network in the Coachella Valley. Desert Hot Springs, showing you a little love right now because you've got an event coming up at the Miracle Spa Springs, or the Miracle Spring Spa. Jeez, say that 10 times fast, kids. But it's a one-night-only event. A couple weeks ago, I had Jason Stewart, the comic, the actor. He's co-headlining events with my next guest. You may have seen her on America's Got Talent. She's funny as hell, or as I like to say, funny AF, capital AF. Her name is Vicky Barbalak. Vicky, thank you so much for joining me this early in the morning. I know how a comic schedule is, you know, so.
Jeremy, thank you so much for having me on the Hangout. I'm in my robe, drinking vodka and coffee, hanging out on the Hangout.
Oh, that's excellent. Yesterday was 420. I had to not fire up a doobie in the studio. So you're good though. You're very good.
My friends got married on 420, so I called and wished him a happy anniversary yesterday. So that was, yeah. I still can't believe pot's legal in California. Can you?
I am so happy. Yeah, I'm actually what surprises me is in 96 we passed the Compassionate Use Act and we were the first state to do it medicinally, and then years later it was like Colorado and Washington State were the first to make it recreational legal, and here in California we're like, how come they were shouldn't have been us, you know?
Yeah,
we set the standard.
Exactly. My friend is a hot Sheriff Jeff. I call him that because he's hot. He's a sheriff and his name is Jeff. He's the head of the San Diego canine division, and he says that they have all these leftover pot sniffing dogs, and they've been trying to teach him cocaine sniffing. It's not working, so they're all going up for adoption.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Who doesn't want a pot sniffing dog?
Okay. Cocaine sniffing dog. Those are some wired dogs. Oh.
It didn't work. That's right. They just got too wired to care.
Vicky Barbalak is my guest. Now, you've got a show coming up with Jason Stewart, who was my guest a couple of weeks ago, in Desert Hot Springs at the Miracle Spring Spa. That's April the 30th at 8 p.m. It's a one-night-only event, but so people can go get tickets right now for that. Tell us about Vicky Barbalak. Where do you hail from? I'm reading your story about how you became a stand-up comic, and it's an inspiring story, especially when you get into like later years in life. Tell us your story.
Right.
I love it.
I had no idea 40 was a little old to start stand-up comedy. I had no clue that I would be so hated by the industry. But I just literally was in the bathroom, saw an ad for a stand-up comedy in the trash can, pulled it out, and it was Polly's sister, Sandy Shore. And she was a trip. She had just been abducted by aliens and written an alien dictionary. And she was just the perfect person for me. And she was just really wacky, but she told me that I had a special talent. It meant a lot to me. And then her mom, Mitzi, saw me a few years later at the Comedy Store at La Jolla, where I wasn't supposed to even go on because they never let me on Sunday night. And I had been working really hard, but the manager didn't know it. You know, he'd just seen me taking Sandy's class, and if you took her class, you were an idiot. But anyway, I was there one night, and Mitzi saw me and said, put her up. And I'd been working really hard, and she said, you're a regular. Now go away. And she made me a paid regular, and she started working with me, and it was really wonderful. And I was in Hollywood under her wing, and that was just the greatest time of my life. And it's been the greatest 20 years since then. I'm 63 now. And then AGT hit when I just kept hoping something would hit because I could not get the industry to get behind me because they really are, you know, they're still very age phobic. And so I just kind of gave up. And then I just said, I just want to keep doing stand-up. That's all I care about. And then I got on AGT by some miracle, and it just changed everything. So then I got big agents, and Simon Cowell got me big management, and I got the room at Jimmy Kimmel Club, and all these things, you know, just happened luckily.
Luckily. Now, this was when you were pushing 40 and you became a comic. I think Phyllis Diller was another one. She didn't become a comic till she got into her 40s. So there you go.
Exactly. Phyllis Diller, for sure. And you know, Rodney Dangerfield, he went back and sold siding for a long time. And he didn't come back until his 40s as well.
Well, screw the industry for being so age vogue. I'm so glad you broke through that barrier. Now, before you became a comic, what did you do?
I sold carpet for my parents' carpet store in Oceanside for 20 years in the days before Yelp, when you can treat customers like you wanted.
Yes.
It was the nuttiest carpet store. It was insane. My mother hated my dad and I. She opened up another carpet store around the corner from us while she was still married to my dad. They were together, and she hated working with us so much, she opened up a carpet store to compete with us around the corner.
Well, it's double income for your family, I guess, then, right?
It was hilarious, but it was insane. But yeah, I was 20 years doing that.
Your father was a former Pittsburgh Steeler?
Yeah, he played for the Steelers. He was back 49 and 50 before they had helmets. There was a leather cap.
Yeah, they had that leather thing.
Yeah, he was daffy as could be. And he was a wonderful guy, and he just lived a really fabulous life. He loved to gamble, and, you know, he was just the funnest, craziest guy. But yeah, he lived the life he wanted, and he was an FBI agent before that. And yeah, he was just a trip of a guy.
Vicky Barbalak is my guest, and she's got a show coming up on April the 30th. We'll talk about that in a second. Now, you were a writer for Roseanne Barr. How did you get that gig?
Yeah. Well, I was on a show called Funniest Mom in America on Nick at Night, and I won that show, and Roseanne was the judge. And I never saw her at the Comedy Store because she stopped doing stand-up before I started. And so I never wanted to run into her because I always thought she would think, like, is Vicky, like, hacking me? Because, you know, she's from a trailer, she's fat, I'm fat, we have brown hair. But, you know, there she was, the judge of that show. I get to the Laugh Factory. I didn't even know she was part of the show that year. And I heard her, they said she wasn't there, and I was like, I'm calm, fine. And then I heard her cackle when I was on stage, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's Roseanne out there. Anyway, she came up to me, and she said, I love you. And I knew right away she knew that we were very different. Our comedy was very different, even though it had structurally some of the same bones. And then after the show, she took me to, I think, Atlantic City or something to work with her because she wanted to start stand-up again, and I started writing for her. And then she didn't do stand-up for much longer. But, she was really good to me. I'm sorry. What happened to her, man?
And then
She's
still doing good. That's good. I've always liked Roseanne Barr. And 2010, you were on Jay Leno's Laugh Squad. How did you get selected?
Well, actually, that was like the writers of Jay Leno's Laugh Squad, the writers for the Jay Leno. And they had this thing called the Laugh Squad, and it was for their comics that they liked that NBC wouldn't pass. And so it was like the favorite comics of the writers. And it was like kind of a neat exclusive club for comics, because if you were picked for the Laugh Squad, it meant that it felt like you were really accepted by people that really kind of comedy connoisseurs in a way. And it meant a lot to me because, like, I was too edgy for the Jay Leno show at the time. And so, but the writers just took the people that they wished that they could have put on the show and made what's called the Laugh Squad. So that was fun.
Now, some of the tours you do, I'm calling you a trailer trash treasure is what I'm calling you, because you have the trailer.
I love it.
Yeah, you have the trailer nasty tour and the trailer palooza tour. Are you still doing those?
Yeah. You know, obviously everything stopped with COVID, except for, like, I did work this last year in Florida, Oklahoma, Texas, you know, where there is no COVID. I did work there a little bit here. But other than that, you know, so it's just now starting up. I was in Philadelphia last weekend, and I'm going to tape a special it's hard to believe, but the day after I work in Palm Springs, I'm flying to the Dominican Republic to tape a special called Broads Abroad. And they planned the taping over there because it was like semi-legal to tape a show there during this time, which it is legal and they got approved. So I'm taping a special there. But in terms of just the tour schedule, you know, the clubs are starting to open up and I'm starting to book again. I'm just so happy.
Yeah, I've been wondering. I mean, when Jason was on, I talked to other people, artists that were on, you know, what did you do to, I don't know, cope, to thrive during the whole Rona thing?
Right. it was odd. And especially, like, because my tour was so powerful for 2 years, like, literally I was home maybe 10 days in 2 years. And then to be go, go, go. But, you know, I'm very good at sitting around on hanging out. So I'm very good at sitting around. A lot of other comics can't sit around. I was born to sit.
Yes.
Fun.
And drink vodka-laced coffee. I love that
vodka-laced
you're doing that.
Vodka-laced coffee,
yes.
With a little cinnamon, you can't go wrong, Jeremy. It's a great life.
It is. You're a mother of two as well?
Yeah, I have two daughters. And I got to say, I love the desert so much. Emily, my oldest daughter, was at 29 Palms for 4 years with her husband, who's a Marine. And so I'd get out to 29 and we'd go to Palm Springs all the time, you know, just to go to the Target. But, you know, and I used to do shows out there at Purple, and I love the audiences out there. And I'm not jealous that you guys get to live there. I'm glad you get to live there, but I just love being out there. I love it. I'm sure you do. That's why you're there. But God, I cannot wait. I wish I could just stay a week. Man, I love it out there.
Yeah, I better do it before, like, June, July, and August. You know, Game of Thrones, they say winter is coming. Here we say summer is coming, you know.
That's so funny.
Beastly.
I could only afford to go in August the whole time, you know, my whole life, because I've been so broke. So I'm used to going out there in August when it's a dollar.
Yeah, because it's 157 degrees.
Yeah. The fat chicks are out there in August, laying by the pool. The thin women, thin women. They get to go in May.
Vicky Barbalak is my guest. I'm having so much fun with her on the Hangout with me, Jeremy Wayne. Another thing that you do, you worked in a carpet store. You're a comic. You're a mother of two.
I'm a minister.
I just was going to get to that.
You
yes.
know that?
What does a wedding officiated by Vicky Barbalak entail?
Well, see, the thing is, and this is great for everybody out there in the Coachella Valley. I have the Wedding Chapel to Go. I started it like 5 years ago. It's a van painted in pink leopard. The bride is accidentally giving the groom an obscene gesture on the window, which I can't talk about. But I didn't even plan that. It was just a freak accident of printing. It's fabulous. But anyway, I can drive this minivan anywhere, and I have a pop-up wedding, and I just roll out. We have an arch. We have flowers. We have chairs, a white shag rug. And then in the back, for those who want to purchase it, I'm the only wedding chapel with a $29.95 half-hour honeymoon in the back of the van.
That's awesome. I love that. Half hour, though?
Right on. It's 20 half hour. It's plenty of time. Most people can't fill it. Most people come out 10 minutes exhausted.
Do they ask for, like, a prorate or something? Hey, I only did 15. Can I get this?
You know? Right. Listen, it's cash only, and you don't just get to rent the van for a honeymoon. It only is allowed after a vow renewal, like a marriage vow renewal or an actual wedding. And it's just been so funny. I was doing this big wedding at Madonna Inn, had the van. The wedding's at Madonna Inn, but they wanted the van out there for everyone to see. And then they literally did the $29.95 half-hour honeymoon. She had a $5,500 gown. We're smashing into the back. I'm like, are you sure you want to do this? She goes, yes, I don't care. And it was just so funny. And then I ask everyone to stand, you know, an appropriate distance away so they can have their time. But yeah,
Vicky,
the money you could save.
Vicky, can you hang tight for a couple minutes and hang out with me for my final segment of the show? It'll be real quick, then I'll let you get back to your coffee and vodka.
Sure.
Which I'm sure you're already doing anyway. I'm Jeremy Wayne.
Yep.
This is Vicky Barbalak. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to her some more. We're going to talk about her show in Desert Hot Springs coming up that you can get tickets for. It's The Hangout. It's live and local on the iHub Network.